Tackle.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask that our city clerk please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino? Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Alderman Vogelsberg did notify me earlier tonight. She is down with an illness, so apparently it's running through the house, so she'll be watching us live on TV. I would like to ask the distinguished city engineer, Pam Broviak, to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pam. Hey, Ralph's here.
I'm here.
Item 3A tonight is to consider the mayor's reappointment of Alderman Dr. Charles Brown to the Public Building Commission.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Flanagan. Mr. Brown, do you accept these duties willfully and without any sort of...
Reservations?
Yes, I do, Mr. Mayor.
He's done a heck of a job, so welcome back. Roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Abstain.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
See, Ralph, you show up late, we just forget about you, man. Like, what's her face over there next to Flanagan?
Mr. Mayor, may I add a few statements?
Please do. We'd like to hear.
The Public Building Commission was a commission formed as a bond-holding agency of citizens in King County to look after bonds floated for public buildings to be built. At this point, the only bonds we have left are one bond for, I believe it's Elgin Community College, and a couple for Waubonsie Community College, and we're actually looking to pay off all the bonds and go out of business at the end of this year, but we've been informed by the county that they would like the commission to stay in business, which means we have to meet once a year, because there is a chance that in the future they would like to reinitiate the public bonding functions of the Public Building Commission. But in the past, it has helped fund, I believe, it's both the Police and Fire Department and Public Works in Geneva, as well as the new courthouse and other, and the jails on Fabian. So it has done a lot of work in the past, and we did have many millions of outstanding bonds. But at this point, we're only meeting once every 2 months, and as I say, we're looking forward to the time when we only have to meet once a year until either the city or the county decide, or the community colleges decide they need new funding for new buildings. So thank you for reappointing me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And just for our benefit, how long have you been serving? It's been...
Since 1987 or 8.
Wow.
Phil Elstrom was the president of the Public Building Commission
when
I first joined.
And Mayor King, of course, is...
Mayor King is the other. The way it works is the city of Geneva has two appointments since we're the county seat.
Put that around
and the county
leg.
Board has three appointments. So Merritt King and myself have been on it almost from the beginning.
Wow. Well, thank you for serving.
Thank you.
Item 3B, ladies and gentlemen, is to consider the mayor's appointment of Alderman Richard Marks to the Tri-City Ambulance Board.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Piper.
Ooh.
Questions or comments? Look how nervous Alderman Marks looks.
Is this open for debate?
Yes. Only if you want the ambulance to take 12 minutes to get to your house. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Abstain.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Congratulations, Alderman Marks.
Thank you.
We all know that this is an important role, the Tri-City Ambulance, and it is not without challenges. So I certainly feel very comfortable with Alderman Marks and his business acumen serving in this capacity. So thank you.
Thank you
very much.
I'll serve on that committee. Do you feel comfortable with me on that?
Well, see, that's why I didn't reference your name specifically.
I thought so.
Yes, sir. In fact, That was one of the issues we're going to bring up later in a new business.
I thought that was closed session.
Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight by any council members or any member of the audience, as a matter of fact? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion. But prior to that motion, let me just say for the record that I will be also voting on the omnibus motion, but I ask that the city clerk please record my vote, whether it be affirmative or negative, for only items B, as in boy, through I, as in ingenious. I'll entertain a motion for the omnibus agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Maladra makes the motion, and because Mr. Singer is so offended by the lack of reference to his service on the Tri-City Ambulance Board, we'll give that one to Singer.
Thank you, sir.
Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Mayor Burns?
Aye. Item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, please read the bills to be paid.
I have to find them.
Bills for payment total $398,912.82.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Flanagan.
I got it somewhere.
Questions or comments from the council? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Item 11A, consider ordinance number 2009-39 for the levy and assessment of 2009 taxes for Special Service Area 1 in the amount of $93,600. That is a levy at a rate of 0.0020 mil.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion to put this matter on the floor, and Maladra makes the second. Questions or comments? City Administrator McKittrick.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. I just wanted to point out that you'll notice the amount of this levy at this rate, $93,600, that is excluding the debt. We do not levy for the debt because per the ordinance incurring the debt originally, the county just goes ahead and includes that. Any debt that we have, they include that, they add that on. So this is outside of that debt figure, just so that everyone understands that, because we were talking about a total figure last week that did include the debt, so this is separated from the debt, which the county will levy automatically.
I'd like to recognize Alderman Piper.
Extra levy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a little unusual, but we've got a little bit of a presentation that I want to show you. As most people don't know, we debated this last week for about 3.5 hours. There was a lot of information that came out there. Sort of seemed like a housekeeping issue. It turned out it wasn't a housekeeping issue. It sort of is. We're not real sure. There was a lot of numbers thrown around. There was a lot of confusion. So what I did last week is I sat down with Paul, Ellen, Mary. I wanted to get down to what the actual numbers were. There were a lot of numbers thrown out, a lot of percentages. Some of it seemed scary. We didn't know what the actual impact was. I think what I've done is I put it together so that we can kind of take a look at where we're at, where we are voting to go, where I think we need to be, and what the actual impact on everybody is going to be. Just push this one. Okay. As you can see, the current tax levy, where we're at right now, what this is going to equate to a business owner, is $25.75 a month on the average. Now, when we use the average EAV, we need to keep in mind that 3/4 of the businesses downtown fall below that average. So where $25.75 a month is going to be assessed to them through the levy. The total expenditures for SSA 1, which is including the debt, because that is going to be levied by the county, we heard a number last week of $321,000. These were for the 08-09 numbers. These were actual expenditures that were made. Currently, that SSA 1 levy, as we started to tear through everything, generates $107,000.
This is only 33% of what the SSA expenditure actually is. So from the general fund, we're going to subsidize with $214,000, or 67% of the SSA. Now, we debated quite a bit on what a split should be, what was the original thought process when they went through this SSA, and quite frankly, I don't think anyone knows for sure. We've dug through a lot of the old meeting minutes, and no one can really find it. So I think what we needed to do was to come to something that was fair. And do we do a half and half? Do we do a 60-40? To me, 60-40 was fair. I think there are a couple of things that we can all agree on, that the downtown is absolutely vital to every citizen in Geneva, and how do we continue to help them flourish as downtown businesses. We saw a list of what the SSA provides currently. There was discussion about what can be cut, what couldn't be cut. I think we all agreed after listening to the folks that were there, and just amongst ourselves, I mean, there's, you know, 11 of us here, there's 14 of us here. We're consumers. We don't own the downtown business, but every single one of us shops down there. So from a consumer standpoint, what I was hearing, what I walked away with was, we really don't want to cut any of these services. The two things they put on the chopping block were the snow plowing of the sidewalks and the flowers. That bothered me when I walked away, because I kept thinking, these are the two tangible things that people see. They don't look at the potholes. They walk down, they immediately see that the sidewalks are done, and it's done for the consumer. And we agreed to do that. I think it was probably a good decision back then. I'd like to see them keep that. I think that's vital to the downtown business. The fact remains, some of them either aren't going to do it or aren't capable of doing it. The flowers, listen, one of the numbers that flew over everybody's head last week was when Dorothy was asked, what would that cost if we just had somebody else do that and not the volunteers? That was upwards of $100,000. And that, to me, if we lose those volunteers, if we stop that and say, okay, we don't have it in the budget, we're not going to give out those flowers, we lose those volunteers, I'm afraid we're not going to get it back. That's a pretty important thing downtown. That it's why we win awards, it's why people want to come downtown, it's why they want to hang around. This is what we decided to do last week, and I understand the vote was split, but I wanted to get what the actual impact and actual number is. We proposed the increase for 0020. This is going to generate $124,000. That's 39% of the SSA expenditure. The general fund is then going to contribute the $197,000, which is 61% of the expenditures, and we achieve our $321,000. This is a 60-40 split. This 60-40 split to me is backwards, because the 60% is being paid on the general fund, which is the majority of the rest of us in town. This is every single ward buying into this. I agree that we need to split the SSA, but we need to split it differently. My concern is, what's the actual impact? The impact of this is $5 a month from what they're paying now. It goes up to $30.75 on the average business. Keeping in mind, three-quarters of those businesses are below the average. So we're having a $5 a month increase. This is what scares me. This is no impact at all. And when I put the question point blank to staff and said, at 002, will we have to come back and look at possibly cutting services? The answer was yes. Yes, we will. To me, we've done nothing. We need to pull the Band-Aid off here. We need to just do it once and stop coming back and asking for money. Is this a housekeeping issue that should have been looked at years ago? Absolutely. By everybody. We're all guilty of not doing it. But I think what we can do, if we do this, is minimal impact on the business owner and fix our general fund contribution. At 0030, it's $46 a month on the average business owner. That's a $20 a month, $20.25 increase. That's 78%. I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. That's a scary percentage. The actual impact is $20.25. Again, three-quarters of the businesses fall below the average. They won't be paying that. This is going to generate $186,000, 58% of what the SSA expenditure is. Then the general fund contributes $135,000, or 42%. Now we've got our 58-42 split. That seems pretty even, seems pretty fair to me that we can move forward and do this. The question that we start asking ourselves is, what's going to be worth more? Do we want to leave the $20 a month in the pocket of the business owner? Is that worth more to him than us coming back and saying, you know what, we're going to have to cut some services? And the first two they put on the chopping block was the snow and the flowers, two of the things that everybody sees when they go downtown. We all lived through the years of no shoveling downtown. It's a disaster. There's a lot of folks that go down there, and I'm one of them. I don't want to walk through all the ice and stuff, but I still want to shop downtown. I was there today. I think this creates a fair split for the community. I think a 60-40 split, because we absolutely all gain from this and we all have an impact by SSA 1. I wouldn't suggest this with any other SSA, but this is special, and it's something that we all hold true to our hearts, and every time we meet, the downtown is the most important thing. I think this is going to be an absolute limited impact on the business. What we heard last week from Mr. Kaplan was the average sale downtown is $50. I spent way more than that today, so it's got to be at least $50. If we're going to increase it by $20 a month and the average sale is $50, in my mind, we should be able to go up to $50 a month and nobody should blink an eye. But we're still, I think a $20 impact is absolutely fair. This will give us a decrease in the general fund for our contribution of $79,000. That's a 37% decrease in what the general fund has been paying out into SSA 1. To put it in perspective, $70,000 is an employee. And if we all remember from Mary beating it into our heads, they've cut 20% out of the general fund budget. We have not replaced any employees in the last, geez, Mary, what's it been? 8-9 months? We've had to cut back hours. I think it's important that we do this. The other thing that I want to add is, especially if we can, I'm going to make an amendment to do this, and in the amendment I want to add, the council needs to review this on an annual basis. If we get contracts that increase, if there are things that we don't need to put in there, if there are things that we do need to put in there, we need to have more control that we've never had before. The money's always been there. It's always been, what do you need? It's the downtown. Let's take care of it. It's the sacred cow. Don't touch it. Life has changed dramatically. And now we've got a problem that looks like it can be relatively easily solved. Keep in mind, this isn't going to take effect till 2010, next summer. So this will, but by the time this goes into effect, we're really talking about next winter that this could impact. And I think what we do as a council is we make a goal of not cutting any of the services in SSA 1 unless we have a catastrophic budget issue. What we can do is put on public record and say, if we're going to raise this to 003, then we will not, as a council, we will absolutely do our best, and we can't say anything absolute, but we will not go back and cut any services out of SSA 1 unless something absolutely horrifying happens with the budget, because we've made a 37% decrease. At the 002, we will be going back to cut services, and then I'll tell you right now what every single one of us is going to hear. You increase my tax levy, and you cut my services. You people don't have any clues to what you're doing. And you know what? I think they're right if we do that. I really think they're right, because to do that 002 to me is absolutely zero impact. We've kind of done nothing. We'll get there in 3 years, but we get to have this conversation for the next 3 years. With the minimal impact of an average of $20, I believe that we can solve this and drop our general fund budget dramatically. But I think it's time that we do that. And I'll let anybody ask questions. I'll go sit back down. But I wanted to at least lay out what the percentages are and show you they're really not that scary when we attach an actual number to them. I sat down with, like I said, with Paul and Mary and Ellen, and we took a look at all the numbers and we pulled out what they actually were. There was a lot of misinformation flying around. Almost too much information Monday night. We discussed the parking tickets and moving them over and decided, why would we take $70,000 out of one column and put it in the other column? It's still a contribution, no matter what you call it. This, to me, would be an actual tangible increase. Thanks.
Alderman Piper still has the floor, and when Alderman Piper returns to his seat, I'm going to ask Alderman Piper, per his comments, that if he wants to make an amendment to that motion, he's free to do so, and then we can discuss it. Because we really technically can't discuss an amendment if, in fact, he's going to make one until it's offered.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Mayor. I'll make an amendment to increase the tax levy for SSA 1 to 0.0030, and that they will be reviewed on an annual basis by the City Council. The SSA budget and the tax levy. We will have to review that on an annual basis, and then I would also like to be on record that it is the will of the council, if we move forward with this, that we will do our everything in our power not to touch SSA 1 and not to pull any services away unless we are in a position where we absolutely have to. I don't know how we would word that, but that's really kind of what I want to get across.
Okay. There's an amendment to the motion offered by Alderman Piper.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Alderman Singer. Now we can speak to the amendment. Alderman Singer and Alderman Maladra.
Since the
person who presented the amendment said he didn't know how to word it. Would the chair please repeat the amendment so I know how it's worded?
Annual review of SSA number 1, its budget figure and its tax levy, with appropriate language that states that unless there's a catastrophic budget issue, the council will pledge to do all it can to prevent any elimination of any services currently being performed.
And the rate
goes up to 0030 mil. I've got Singer, Maladra, Brown, Pollack.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to allow Mr. Maladra to speak before me, in as much as I'm trying to get some figures noted here. I don't need the opportunity at this point in time. I would like to be recognized a little later.
You got it.
Thank you.
Alderman Maladra.
First, I'd like to thank Alderman Piper. I know he's worked really hard this week following up since our meeting last week. He's talked a lot with staff, talked with some people associated with the merchants, and I really appreciate that. Last week, I voted and argued for the 002. My concern was with the size of the hit that we would hit the merchants with right away. I thought that a step program was a better alternative. I have no merchants here to tell me whether or not that made sense. In fact, I have heard from some people that, like with the Band-Aid, it's better to just do it all at once and take the hit at one time rather than try and phase it in and hit somebody a little bit at a time. When you couple that with the fact that after the first hit, we're still likely to withhold services or not be able to provide services, I think that gets even more scary. This council has placed a high priority or a number one priority on the viability of the downtown. I think that the services that are in question, which is all of them, the list had 7 items, all 7 of them were deemed to be important last week. Anything we can do to continue the provision of those services seems to make sense to me. So I changed my opinion from last week that starting at point 002 is a good idea, and I now support the 003. Thanks.
Alderman Brown, Alderman Pollack.
Does Alderman Singer wish to go in front of me?
No, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, I disagree completely with the motion with the amendment on the floor. I think that Alderman Piper mentioned SSA number 1 expenditure of $321,000 many times, but did not go on to explain that expenditure includes a lot of items that were never in the original SSA idea or budget or ordinance. SSA number 1 was established to split the cost of more parking downtown because it was believed the city needed some more parking lots, and the city established parking lots, off-street parking lots, and agreed to split the cost with the merchants. Those parking lots benefit the merchants. They also benefit everyone who lives in town. I parked in them often, many times, since the people in town tend to know where those parking spots are more than the people who come from out of town. When the city residents park in those parking lots and believe the spots out in front of the stores, we help the merchants for sure, but we help ourselves. I always know where to find a parking lot. I go to one of the city parking lots, and there's usually a spot. That's what SSA number 1 was established for, and if you look at the numbers, the 20 cents, even though I argue this is a bad year to be raising it from 16 cents to 20 cents, the 20 cents covers exactly what SSA was set up to do. I also agree that we've probably been derelict in not raising that slowly over the last few years, and we should start doing that, but this is the wrong year to double that tax. Absolutely wrong year. When we get through this Christmas season and merchants look at where they're standing with respect to next year, there's going to be a lot of merchants in January, February look at their bottom line and say, my God, my taxes are going up this year. I didn't have that great a winter. We're going to have a lot of storefronts empty, and I don't want to see that. So I want to revert to the original principle of SSA number 1, which was to split the cost of the merchants with off-street parking. Forget about all the beautification we do. The beautification benefits everyone, not just the merchants. The people who work on the flower beds do it because they're helping make Geneva more beautiful, not because they specifically think they're helping the merchant who happens to be next door to their knuckle or their flower bed. I think most of this beautification could easily be assigned to the general fund. That's what it's there for. That's what we guarantee guaranteed we would do when we brought Geneva Commons into town. We told them we would use some of that tax money to help downtown, and we've done it through various beautification programs, which I think are wonderful. I think the beautification programs have worked, and we certainly owe Alderman Flanagan and previous Alderman Dakota a huge slap on the back for the wonderful work they've done, and all the people who volunteer, none of whom I think volunteer because they're helping the merchants. They do it because they're helping the town. Anyway, if we revert to the original principles of SSA number one, which is to split the cost of off-street parking, which the downtown needed badly, we wanted to preserve as much parking as we could, I think that you will find that the 20 cents easily covers half of that cost. And that's where I want to be. I last week even voted against 20 cents because I believe, even though we should be starting, have been negligent in not raising it slightly the last couple of years, seeing what was coming, we should start a program of gradually increasing that. I think increasing it to 20 cents this year is more than I would have agreed to. But if that's the original motion, I'll probably vote for it, but I certainly will not vote for doubling it to 30 cents. That makes absolutely no sense, particularly this year. And I think it violates the original principles of what SSA number one was all about. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm certainly going to vote against this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Alderman Brown, thank you. And after hearing your comments this evening, I thought about it all this week as to our discussion last week when I originally proposed we go to the 30 cents. And after hearing your comments last week, Alderman Brown, and again this evening, I went back and I did a little research of my own on just what exactly was the original intent of the SSA. It has grown to something that's far more than was originally contemplated. It was to be for parking and to split the cost. The timing couldn't be any worse, particularly this time of year and in this economic climate. We don't know how the merchants are going to fare this Christmas season. I was not in support of the 0.16. I last week rallied for the 0.30, and it was not the intent of the committee of the whole. And after doing some true soul searching and trying to come up with a compromise, I found that I can support the 0.20. Thank you.
Alderman Singer, are you prepared?
Yes. Alderman Pollack, I believe that this levy would not begin to take effect until this summer. Is that not correct?
Summer of 2010, correct.
Correct, okay.
After the fiscal year.
All right.
Begins.
Mr. Mayor, I may need Paul's assistance in some of the questions I'm going to ask.
Absolutely. Paul, with that handsome sweater, please join us at the podium.
Paul, I appreciate the information that you conveyed to us by email just recently regarding the equalized assessed value of properties within the SSA number one. I did ask you for that. I thank you for getting that information to me, for all of us. According to what your calculations are, you contend that there's a $61 average increase if the levy is increased to 0.002.
$61 over the whole year, yes.
For the year,
yes.
Okay. Now, what would be, and the average, would the average cost come to $30.75? Is that your calculation? So, all
say it again.
The average cost would be calculated at $30.75.
At the 0.002, correct.
Okay. So, if we go to 0.0030, what would be the average increase? Has that been calculated?
Yeah. Here it is.
Is
$20.25 rather than $5.
No.
If you want to,
is that the average increase, or
move that slide back to one before,
or the average cost?
Average increase.
Average increase would be
$20. This one.
$20.25.
Correct.
Top bullet point, Alderman Singer.
Oh, okay. As opposed to the 0.002 as being $61 as the average increase?
That's per year.
That's what's confusing me.
Monthly
here.
And yearly, yeah. There's some.
Okay, let's go over that again. Would you please? Let's go with 0.0020, and this is the yearly increase.
Yes, that would be a yearly increase. So
that's
on the average.
Average, and that would be $61.
That's correct.
Okay, and the average cost of that increase would be $30.75.
$25.75.
Or the
cost to who?
Would be $25.75.
I'm not sure what you're asking, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm asking either. That's why I'm confused.
Let me put it back up here so we can all talk about it on the same page. That's what it currently is, Ron, $25.75 a month for the average business.
Okay, that's at 0.00167. Okay,
correct.
Gotcha. All right.
The 0.0020, it goes to $30.75. It raises $5 a month on the average.
Okay. Well, go back once more again. I'm going to get that figure down here.
Okay.
$25.75. Okay. All right, now let's go to the 0.0030, and that's average cost would be?
It's $46 a month, $20.25 more than the 0.0167, which is currently being paid.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, got it.
Got it?
All right. Okay. Thank you, Paul. All right, now, Robert, what do we do if, as we go into the next years and the needs, of course, begin to prevail, that there's going to have to be possibly an increase in costs for some of the services that we're going to be providing?
Depending if we get a contract that would increase, yes, we would have to. It's something that has been ignored over the years. We didn't know what the number was. We were just given a number. So now what I'm saying is we need to review this on an annual basis instead of trusting what we're given. So if a contract comes back, if a snow plowing contract or
right,
whatever it comes out to be triples, well, then it goes up. If it goes down, we find it less expensive, then it can be adjusted either way.
Okay, now what you're saying, it goes up, you mean the levy then would be increased?
Well, it's not.
0.0030?
No.
What
no.
Goes up?
The rate.
I think we're talking about budget numbers,
okay,
and levy numbers.
Yes.
And sometimes that gets a little bit confusing,
yes,
because we're talking about a dollar amount that we're going to levy for, that we're going to contribute toward the SSA 1 budget. So that leaves a balance over because it's not enough to cover all of the expenses that we want to cover. So that's what we're talking about, is that balance that the levy doesn't cover, and how many services can we provide on that list. Each year, and you'll recall that last March, I brought this issue up to everyone's attention to begin with, to say this is something that I think that we should look at, because these expenses have grown over the year,
mm-hmm,
and I intend to do that in the future. Each year, I will bring, as I do with all of the budgets, to the City Council, and you can see the expenditures that are proposed, and then you can decide whether or not we're going to continue those services, and if those services increase in cost, then basically that means the contribution from the general fund, the subsidy, as it were, will also have to increase to cover that.
Now, would there not also be the possibility that we could ask for another increase in the levy?
You could do that. Right now, we're covering the debt in the levy.
In the levy.
We could go up to 30 cents with the levy outside of that 30 cents. Right now, it's included. So could you increase it? Yes.
Yes.
But that would be up to the City Council after evaluation each budget process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Robert.
Sir.
Thank you.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
First of all, I'd like to compliment Mrs. McKittrick and Ellen DeVita and Paul Evans for bringing forward this information about where we were off kilter, 60-40, 40-60, however you want to call it. It's been quite revealing, and it's, for those of us who's been around a few years, maybe a little embarrassing that we've allowed it to go this far out of line. But I'm concerned that we're trying to go a little bit too far in this attempt. I'm not too sure that 0.0020 is enough. But I think 0.0030, if I'm putting my decimal points in the right spot, is too much this time. And we've really not had any reaction from property owners, to the best of my knowledge. I know we have one property owner here, and he was there last Monday night, but we had another property owner who was very cautious and concerned about going to a high rate. And I think that in these times, even though it will not go into effect until the summer, once that some of the retailers with whom I've had experience learn that the city council is talking about raising their property owners' tax rates by 0.0030, are going to feel more negative about being able to continue their business in our community in the downtown area with more taxes applied to them by their building owner. I would like to suggest that we give it one more week and allow the media to do its job. Last week there was only one newspaper in attendance, and I'm not sure that Mr. Frank Velazquez had an opportunity to describe the events because my newspaper was not delivered, but that's another subject. I don't think the other newspapers covered it at all. So that's one way to communicate to the community and to the retailers and to the business owners, the building owners. I would like to suggest that we table this motion until next Monday, which would be December the 14th. Make that as a motion. Yeah.
Second.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, point of
clarification here, because the council is in session tonight, sitting as city council, so this would necessitate a special meeting or a continued meeting of the city council if that motion to table were approved. Just a point of clarification.
I understand that.
Well, we have a deadline as to when this...
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
What's the date of that?
The date of the deadline, I believe, is the 28th.
Yeah.
Paperwork has the ordinance have to be filed at the county clerk's office no later than the 29th.
Just to add and perhaps amplify one point that perhaps Alderman Hill and some others might not be aware of, I asked Economic Development Director DeVita and Mr. Evans to actually send an e-blast out to pretty much all of our downtown businesses, if you will, notifying them that not only have we already had the discussion, but we'll be continuing the discussion again tonight. And for whatever reason, you know, they've got other obligations, obviously. So
I was unaware of that, Mr.
Yeah, so we thought, I thought it was important. I would hope that we'd have a full house of folks who would like to chime in and perhaps comment.
So, with a motion to table in a second, can we do?
No, there's no debate on the motion.
We have to just vote, yeah. I just wanted to throw that in. So
we're voting on the table.
We're voting on the motion to table. A simple majority rules the day.
Excuse me, Claire, point of clarification. Table till when?
Till December 14th.
Right.
And we can host a special city council meeting at that time.
Oh, for Christ.
Thank you.
There are 9 members present. Clarification for the city attorney, since I would be voting on an SSA, do I vote on the motion to table?
The
Special service area law says the corporate authorities are the governing body.
Okay. Of the special service.
So I would be casting a vote. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Nay.
Richard Marks.
Nay.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Nay.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Nay.
Mayor Burns.
Well, folks, I'm going to vote aye. Excuse me. I'm going to vote nay. However, that ties the motion to table, and in a tie, the motion fails. So this matter, for all practical purposes,
we're back to the motion to amend.
The amended motion, exactly. Mr. Hill has spoken. Both Maladra and Piper wish to speak a second time. Mr. Dantino, do you want to chime in?
After them.
You can speak now.
Well, heck, let's go with Flanagan, and then Ralph, do you want to wait till the other two speak first?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll go with Flanagan and Dantino out of respect to their interests.
Well, at first I thought, thank you, Mr. Mayor. At first I thought 30.0030 was a good idea last week. And then I listened to some of the business owners, well, actually one that was there, and he was made a comment that he thought it was not a bad idea to go to 0.003 because based on good business practices and the loss of services that could possibly result because of our not having enough money in the coffers. And then I understand the other point of it, that in this economy it could be somewhat detrimental. So I'm kind of still in this weighing of a situation. The thing that bothers me is that Alderman Brown mentioned that this was set up, especially a special service area one was specially brought up for parking. And yet I see from information that was given to us the other day that it says the primary purpose of the formation and continuation of the City of Geneva Special Service Area 1 is to provide special municipal services to the area. And then it says including municipal services, connection with maintenance, repair and replacement of off-street parking lots, and acquisition. So my interpretation of it is that it says special municipal services to the area, and that includes the parking. So I don't know how, I'm not an attorney and I can't interpret it, but I mean, you know, according to legalese, but according to what I read, it talks about special services. And isn't special services other than parking?
To the extent, if I could, for
please,
clarification, the 1987 ordinance was an amendment to the special service area number one ordinance that had been in effect since 1979. And in that ordinance, it provided for 10% of the revenues of the special service area district to be used for purposes other than parking.
Oh, so it's 10%.
Correct. And then if there was, I believe, an extraordinary vote on behalf of the council and the advisory committee at that time, then it could, that 10% could have been increased to 20%. But since 1987, 10% has been the percentage of the revenues that has been devoted to non-parking issues, non-off-street and on-street parking. Well, 10% of the special service area revenue means the real estate tax is generated by the special service area tax, and in my opinion, it would also include any parking fines generated within the district. The budget of the special service area district has far exceeded the revenues just from special service area taxation and parking fines. As has been well documented, that the general fund has contributed far more than what is
generated from those two sources of revenue, real estate taxes and the parking fines.
Just to point out, another question I have in my mind, the parking deck, is that part of any debt services that we're including in that SSA 1?
No.
No. Okay. So I'm back to
dilemma.
A dilemma. Because I'm sorry.
I'll solve it.
We always end up in the same spot, don't we?
Yeah, don't we? again, you know, the increase. I don't know. I still will sit here and listen for a while longer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alderman Dantino.
Alderman Pepper, you did a great job of explaining, and I wasn't confused when I left here on last Monday, but it does a great job of explaining what's done there. Although I just was confused with Attorney Radovich's statement.
Thank you. I had a deer in a headlight look too, but
Dantino's platform was offend everybody.
No,
I help you out.
Well, you said I'm referring back to Alderman Brown's statements that the SSA was to set up or change in 1988, if I read it, up to 10% of the revenues may be used for improvements which may not be directly related to parking. So the original SSA was supposed to be a 50-50 deal with parking back in 70-whatever-9?
No. In 1979, as I think I may have related this at the committee meeting, the special service area, number one, was established to take over what had been a voluntary, it was actually a taxation on the utility bills, the business community utility bills in the downtown area. Special service area number one was created to tax the district owners for off-street parking purposes, for acquisition and maintenance of off-street parking purposes. It was later amended in 1987, and then again it was restated in 1996.
96.
Yes. And that's the ordinance that is currently running until
2023. Yeah.
I thought 97.
98 it actually is what we're saying on this.
Well, I think it's 96. It was wasn't recorded until 97, if my recollection is correct. Is that right, Paul? Yeah.
It was approved in 88 and it was approved in 97, but it was proposed in 87 and 96.
Sorry. Yeah, the discussion started a year previous to that, but its enactment dates were 88 and 97, respectively.
I'm stuck.
But the original ordinance was just strictly for parking.
Okay.
And only in 87 and 88 did the council consider a modification to the ordinance that would allow a portion of the revenues to be devoted to non-parking expenditures.
Okay.
I will tell you that since I was there, my recollection is that it was things such as park benches, benches on the streetscape. It really wasn't the beautification that we know today, because the curbside knuckles were not there. That came in later with the renovations of State Street and Third Street, respectively. So it was those kinds of amenities that were added.
So then, based on the ordinance that we have, and whether it was changed 8803, then in 88, and then I don't know the ordinance in
97
was same basic ordinance. Next 88 97 07, Mary, I guess the question would be for you: we're spending more than 20% on other than parking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you count police services. So the question then is that something for the whole city or just for the owners of the business downtown, in my mind? And
Hey, Ralph, can you say that again if you count what?
I don't know which part
you... More than 20%.
More than 20% has been expended of the $104,000 we're collecting for other than parking. So based on the ordinance, if I'm saying this correctly, we could spend roughly $20,000 other than parking.
I got
you. If I'm stating that correctly. 20% of the
100. Of the revenues generated from special service area number one, that's correct.
About
not including general fund contributions to that,
correct.
That budget. That's okay. Correct.
So we're far exceeding.
Point of information, I believe it's 10% without a special vote of the council.
I think he was talking about $20,000 being
the maximum.
No, it's $10,000 without
right.
a special vote of the council.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 20, you're right. 20% with two-thirds vote of the GDP.
Which we've never done.
Understood. So based on that, I guess I would stick to my old my vote of last week and not vote for the 030. I would hope that we would review this every year, as you're saying, and times are tough right now, and I'd like to leave the business owners where they are, the landlords where they are at this point. Thank you.
Alderman Marks.
Bob, if we're looking at this, just to clarify, we're talking on average $207 a year for on average for the parcel, and 25% right. of it is going to be for it. We're looking at not cutting any services then.
Right.
Which, if we stay at the point 0020 in 2010, we're going to have to cut services.
0020 accomplishes
nothing. And that
nothing.
Was the number you
and,
showed.
And just to clarify, we don't leave the business owners where they are today by staying at 0020.
We don't. Cut their services. We're
we cut their
to.
Services doing that.
We raise that tax, and we're going to cut those services.
Correct. That's why I sat down with everybody to try and figure out a way to make everybody happy and not cut those services. I think they're vital.
Because I realistically don't think you're going to get the business owners out there shoveling the sidewalks.
Absolutely
which
not.
I think is going to cause people not to come to the downtown area. You know, I mean... And we also still have a balloon payment debt sitting out there that we still
Absolutely.
Need to deal with.
We still have other things that we can adjust.
I mean, we have a debt out there that's going to balloon in a few number of years that we still have to cover, which I know the city is going to look into refinancing. I mean, I know it's a tough call, but I would, you know, from the feeling from the business owners that were here last week and some that we've talked to over the week, they're not opposed to seeing this increase. They'd rather have it done once, be done, know what they're going to get. I don't think it was ever the intent of any of council to have, I do agree, the city, all of the residents of the city do benefit from a downtown, but they do get special services down there that the rest of the citizens are paying above and beyond for.
Correct.
And so we need to find an equalized balance. Is 60-40 the right or not? It probably is, realistically. I mean, they benefit more directly. They benefit directly, those business owners, on the services that the city provides than the rest of the citizens do of Geneva. Because they do take away staff from other projects within the city taking care of that SSA. And I think we need to realize that it's just not a monetary cost. It's also time and effort that takes away from other projects. I don't think a 60-40 split is an unfair split. We have taken care of some of the parking needs downtown. Alderman Brown is correct. We all know where to park to keep the road, the spots in front of the businesses open if you want to go to one of the public parking. You know, 207, and from the feedback I've had, to me, most of these business owners would rather see it once and know that their benefits are not going to be cut. And that's what we're really proposing here. So I am actually leaning towards voting for this, even though I voted for against it last week, probably because I have to admit I was a little confused with all the different numbers we were tossing around. And that's it for me.
The following aldermen wish to speak a second time in this order: Alderman Piper, Alderman Maladra, Alderman Hill, and then Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to, as I'm listening to this, I just want to address a couple of things I've heard, and I've heard with great conviction that this was originally set up for parking in a 50-50 split, and nowhere in any minutes can I find anything that comes close to that. In other communities, their downtown SSAs paid 100% by that SSA. this is not a quote-unquote high rate. By going to 0030, I believe St. Charles is $1.30 rather than 30 cents. This is not a high rate by any stretch of the imagination. If the impact on the business owner was going to be $100 a month, $200 a month, I agree. We got to ease into that and we got to fix that problem. For $20 or less a month, to me, this is an absolute no-brainer. We can actually have an impact on what goes on downtown, help secure their services for a minimal impact to that business owner. The one gentleman that was here last week who was be impacted more than anybody is sitting right there and said flat out, cost of doing business, absolutely, we have to have that. Well, he's going to pay a hell of a lot more than that $20 just to where he lands on the EAV. So whereas I hear, yes, this is a difficult year and we don't want to put the business owners in that, let's keep in mind, this isn't just a difficult year for those business owners. We have a fiduciary responsibility for 25,000 people in town. It's a difficult year for me. It's a difficult year for everybody else. So how do we make everybody happy? Well, for the last 25 or 30 years, we've been paying 66% of this. I'm saying we adjust it all at one time, minimal impact to them, but fixes our general fund. If you want to stick at 0.2 or 0.002, we can do that and do just the parking. The money is not in the general fund to keep up the other services that this SSA has sort of grown over the years into being. It's simply not there. If we want to keep that and believe that that's vital to downtown, and I think that's the one sticking point we all agree on, that is vital to downtown. How do we keep it? I think the only way to do that is to go to 003. And again, three-quarters of the businesses downtown will fall below the average and pay less than that $20 a month. And I think that's important to note. It's a very minimal impact from business statement. Small business owners, I'm one of them, we look month to month. What's coming in this month? What's going out this month? If a $20 stretch is going to keep me from making my month or put me under, I got way bigger problems than this SSA. But we have a responsibility to the rest of the community that says, you know what? We need to fix our general fund also. We can't continue to blindly throw money into an SSA, which unfortunately, that's what's happened over the years. This thing has grown and grown and grown. It's grown beyond parking. It's grown beyond beauty. It's big. Let's accept the fact, let's live in a real world, that it is a big SSA. And you know what? Let's accept that we're going to keep those things. Rather than sit here and nitpick and try to cut and then explain to the business owners why we had to walk away from the things that they've become accustomed to, it's way harder to take it away, folks, than it was to give it to them. It was a two-minute conversation to give it to them. It's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult to take it away. I say we fix it in one fell swoop, and then we can actually take a look from year to year as to what needs to be adjusted. But adjustments are going to be a lot easier than having to go back for more money on an annual basis. I think that Alderman Marks has hit it on the head with this balloon payment. We can fix that. We can discuss. There's a million other things that we can discuss. Right now, we have a general fund problem, period. And it's a major problem. So we can either attack it or we can pretend like it doesn't exist and move on. But 20% of the general fund budget's already been cut, and SSA 1 hasn't been touched. It's been the holy grail. So we can either fix it today or cut it tomorrow, and if we cut it tomorrow, we're going to cut the services.
Alderman Maladra.
I think that's an excellent point. A lot of talk tonight about getting back to the spirit of the SSA and what the SSA is meant to cover. I looked at the presentation from last week, and if we focus on items 1 to 4, which are deemed essential and are those covered by the SSA, the price tag for that comes to $203,000. Going to .003 gets us what, $186,000? So increasing to .003 does not even get us close to getting back to the spirit of the original SSA. As far as that spirit is concerned, it's exactly right. If we stay at .2 and have to cut services, and I'll use the snow shoveling for an example, I got to wonder who's going to be hurt more by the failure to shovel, the guy on Allen Drive or the merchant on State Street. I believe it's the merchant on State Street who is going to say that service cut has hurt me more. So he gets value out of that. Last week I talked about trying to find equilibrium between the value that the merchants place on the services and the value that we place on a strong and viable downtown. I think all of the changes that have been implemented over the years, the beautification, the snow shoveling, all of those things that do not focus just on parking, gets a little bit towards what we put on the value of a strong and viable downtown. What we heard last week from the people who were there, the few who were there, who want to cut none of these services, that they too place value on that. So I think point 003 gets us close to being back to the spirit of the original SSA, but doesn't come quite close enough. And to go any further would probably break the back of too many merchants.
Right.
So this is the equilibrium point, in my opinion. Where are the business owners? So, you know, Paul and Ellen, have you heard from anybody? Just curious. So there's just this huge hue and cry saying, what are you guys doing? You're nuts. There's not.
Oh.
I can't believe they don't know what we're talking about. So this, to me, is the equilibrium point, folks. Thank you.
Alderman Hill, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do believe that there are people out there who do not know what we've been talking about for over a week now.
That's unfortunate.
And, it is. It's they depend upon the newspapers, but interestingly enough, there's a lot of people that watch us on television, too. And we had no opportunity for that last week, unfortunately. The Downtown Partnership Committee, which was invited to participate last year or last week, was represented by only about 4 out of, I think, 9 or 10 members. Not sure what that number is. Maybe Ellen, is that 10 members on that group now, or is that 9? Do you recall?
There's 9 plus the ex officio.
Yeah. Okay. So not very many people from that group showed up. And the mayor, I'm sure, did send out a bulletin to most of the businesses in the community, and they should have read it. I think it's unfortunate that we've not heard more from them one way or the other. I agree that point 0020 would be insufficient. I still do not like the point 0030 mill levy. Therefore, I propose an amendment that the mill levy should be .0025.
There's an amendment on the floor by Alderman Hill to amend the recommendation to .0025 from the amended suggestion of .0030 mill. The amendment on the floor needs a second, otherwise the amendment dies.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pollack.
I need numbers.
We need numbers now,
I need
yes.
numbers.
Halfway between.
Oh, it could be.
Would it be half of the...
well, we're flying. Yeah, to some extent, we're flying blind. I mean, this is actually under a new business called sausage making, so we'd like to...
It's actually in our packet.
It's in last week.
It is last week's packet, correct.
Which they reviewed here.
Oh, I believe it's page...
Right.
I forget what page on the presentation it's on.
We had this one right now.
So we can only address that amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Alderman Marks?
Sam, are you just... I just want to make sure. You're just saying .0025... next forever, or are you saying
year.
A step? Are you doing the step of 0025
for next year?
0.0030.
Next year, just 2009,
2010. 155,000. 155,542
each year. So we set them every year.
Okay. Well, it was 100. Well, here 155.
All right,
that's
two. Alderman Brown, do you wish to address this matter since you were next in line, or do you wish to reserve your comments for the matter that was originally amended?
While I will chime in at this point, I will also vote against .0025. I'd like to review what's happened here. The mayor and the city administrator decided to look in to see what the city was actually expending downtown. Expenditures were made last year in downtown, and they totaled up everything they could and found it came to over $300,000. That's fine. That's not necessarily related to SSA number one, since I, for one, would argue that some of these things the City Council has never agreed should have been part of SSA number one. We certainly, if you put them in the category of of beautification and other improvements under the 10%, we've been violating our own ordinance for many years, so let's assume they were not in that category. They were just other things that the city council, for various reasons, decided to do downtown, and hence, of course, we had to pay for them out of the general fund. I mean, I, for one, knew what the SSA requirements were, that only 10% could be spent downtown beautification. So I was fully aware each year that we were approving expenses to be made in the downtown area, not necessarily the SSA number one district, which is a well-defined district. I was approving expenditures that I knew would have to come out of the general fund. So the first thing that happened is the staff made a recommendation on items that they thought could honestly be included in SSA number one if the city council so wanted. So there should have been two different debates. Whether or not the list of items that they suggested should legitimately be included in SSA number one or be included as general fund items, which by default they have till today. So by voting on any of this, we are, by some sense, taking items which for the last number of years we have all agreed every year as we voted for, we vote for these levies every year. Every year we've agreed they're part of the general fund. Now by one sweeping motion, which tends to bury this fact, we are moving items from the general fund to SSA number one without adequate notice of the owners of the properties in the SSA number one. I agree with Sam. This is the Christmas season. Half of these people haven't even had a chance to think about this, react to it. Very few people knew that our meeting was out at Public Works last week. This, you know, despite email blasts, this is the Christmas season. These people are, you know, holding on by their fingernails. This is the season they have to make money or else. I think there's been adequate notice to the property members in this SSA number one that we are indeed changing what we consider to be the items that SSA number one covers. There was debate in 87 and in 78 or whatever the 2 years were when we amended this to add 10% beautification. There was debate. There was debate for a cow meeting and then a council meeting. This was well, there were people from the businesses present. This was well known and it was debated at that point and there was good arguments why 10% of this money. This was the original upgrade and beautification of 3rd Street that was done in the 80s. And at that point there was debate, there was unanimity eventually, and the council voted unanimously to include a provision that up to 10% of the SSA number one expenses could be used for items other than the parking lot. So I see two separate issues here. One is the issue of what of these expenses that the city council, the staff has listed them. I agree with their listing. What I don't agree with is whether the city council's agreed that these are legitimate expenses in SA number one. We have not yet debated that. The second item is I still believe that this is the wrong year. Instead of embarking upon a long-term program to redo estimates of what we need to spend, what SSA should be funding every year. This is the wrong year to be doubling the expenses in SSA number one. So I will vote against 0.0025, I will vote against 0.0030, and I will compromise maybe at 0.0020, which I still don't think is the correct thing to do without adequate public comment, adequate discussion by this council, both at a COW level and at a city council meeting, of the two separate issues here. One is what items should we be including in SSA number one, since we appear to be including a lot of items in the budget, and again, you have to separate the budget from the ordinance, all those items we've been including over the years and agreeing to. And the second issue is how should we be raising the tax rate this year? Yes. We're all in trouble. The general fund's in trouble, and we're having to cut back on some services. SSA number one's in trouble, so we're going to increase their taxes. That, to me, is not the right way to go about it. Thank you.
Thank you. You've raised a number of issues that I'm going to ask our city administrator to comment on, and then I've got some other people I now want to speak to the amendment offered by Mr. Hill. Again, consistent with Robert's Rules of Order. So, City Administrator McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just as points of clarification, the figures that were provided to you last week and that we're speaking of this week are historical figures. We're not proposing expenditures at this point in time. These are expenditures that have actually taken place, and we use the most recent expenditures of the 2008-09 budget year. So we're not proposing any budgets at this point in time. We're just saying what has been spent most recently that we know the exact dollar figure on. And during discussions, it has been stated by several council members that based on what we've been doing in the past, they would like to see that same level of services remain as is. The other point I would like to make to you is that...
Point of information in your first statement, those expenses that were listed were not necessarily in SSA number one last year.
Those were expenses incurred by the services provided to SSA number one in 08-09.
But were they in the SSA number one budget?
Some of them came out of the general fund budget.
Thank you.
But they were all
funded by the general fund last year.
Correct. Prescribed to the beneficiaries.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
Has this ever been presented this way before, though?
The budgets, the SSA number one budget has always been presented as part of all of the budgets.
But you just said we're going to get $104,000, and we never knew how much money.
That I don't know. This fiscal year was the first time that I presented the budget, so I really can't speak to that.
Okay.
The other two points that I wanted to make to you is that we have all, I believe, been under the impression that 50% of the cost of the streetscape personnel staff would come out of this budget. And in fact, only 25% of their costs, that being wages and benefits, have come out of the SSA budget.
Only 25%.
The other 75% has come out of general fund. And the other point that I just wanted to make, too, just so that everyone keeps things a little bit in perspective, is that there are, I would venture to say, hundreds of thousands of dollars when you combine all of the costs of the festivals that the city donates in kind to the downtown outside of all of these other services. So I just wanted to make those points for clarification.
Excuse me, can I just ask that question? And that is not included, that is not part
correct.
Of any
that's correct.
Items that were either at Public Works, transferred, okay, thank
correct.
You.
Thank you.
On the amendment, anyone else wish to comment? Alderman Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I sit here and I hear the amendments going back and forth and the percentages going back and forth, and we, as usual, get a history lesson on this, a couple things actually bother me. If all of that was known by Alderman Brown over the years, nothing was ever said. It was never brought up that you were voting against things or adding things that you knew were wrong. And yet tonight, we vehemently argue against fixing the problem. I haven't heard any other solutions to keep these services and fix the general fund. I've heard this isn't the year to do it. That doesn't help us. No time is the right time to do it. Nobody likes an increase. I don't like to give an increase. I don't like to get an increase. It's absurd. I'd love to keep this business as usual. That's fantasy land. We can't. We don't have the money. So we either fix it or we don't. The 0025 doesn't fix it. It gets us closer, but it doesn't fix it. It gets us closer to a 50-50 split, which I don't believe is a fair split. I just don't believe that SSA 1 should be a 50-50 split with the rest of the community. I think a 60-40 split is a much more fair split. I think it's such a minimum impact that we've once again spent enormous amounts of times arguing over $20 or less. We spent less time arguing about putting that mall in. I mean, it's absurd to me when we say, well, this just isn't the time to do this. Well, that's fine, but when do we address it? Because it's not going to get fixed. We have an opportunity to fix it tonight. We have an opportunity to move forward and move on to the next thing and actually walk away saying we accomplished this. We were able to pay for this, cut the budget, the general fund budget, and help hopefully save these services, which I believe we cut any services to the downtown business owners. I think it's detrimental. And if they're not making money, they can't pay their rent, and off they go. And now the people who own the buildings. As far as the people coming in here to discuss this, you know what? I don't feel sorry for you. The downtown partnership showed up with 3 people out of 9. The downtown business owners, you know, I'm sick and tired of coddling everybody in this town. You got to hold their damn hand to bring them in here every time we have a discussion. It's absurd.
absurd. If you're a business owner, you should know what's going on, and you should be a little bit more interested. Maybe pick up the phone. It's not like any of us are not available. Most of us are wandering around downtown half the time. Maybe that should happen. But we have an opportunity to fix this tonight, and by pushing it off and saying this isn't the time, whether it's 0025 or 0030, whatever it is, this isn't the time, we're not accomplishing anything. We're right back to where we were with the general fund paying for the lion's share of this, and we can't afford it. That's the bottom line. We can't afford it. So where's the money going to come from? This is a simple matter of everybody in their first apartment and your bills come that month. Want to keep cable or not? Should we keep the lights on? Are we going to go out to eat or aren't we? We're talking about the cost of 4 cups of coffee. You bring coffee from your house for 4 days, you've made up for your $20. Your average sale's $50, and you lose one of those because we cut services, you're in worse shape than if we had passed this tonight.
Mr. Mayor, I claim the right to reply.
And you are so granted that right.
Mr. Mayor, I knew this was coming out of the general fund all these years when I voted for it, and I believe that's exactly where most of these expenses should have come. And if some of the other aldermen didn't realize this was all coming out of the general fund, each year they should read the budget a little more closely. I knew where this was coming from. I believe the general fund should be funding the lion's share of most of these expenses because they accrue to the benefit of most of the people in this town. Thank you.
On the amendment, ladies and gentlemen, offered by Alderman Hill. On the amendment offered by Hill, Alderman Marks.
The only item I want to bring up on this point is the schedule we had last week. Let's remember, the levy rate in 2003-04 was 0.3078. It has gone down every year since then to 0.1676, and we have increased the services to that area. While we have reduced the levy every year. That is why we are in some of the mess we are in. We have kept reducing the levy or left it fall and have increased the services. And if I remember right from our discussion last week, a lot of these major improvements were done through a TIF. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes.
That a lot of these improvements were paid for from the TIF?
At one time, yes.
At one time. Yes. So we spent the money from the TIF, not out of the general fund, and we've left the levy fall. We've got to fix the problem. Alderman Piper is right. We've left it go on too long, and we've got to find a split here between what all the citizens of Geneva should pay for the benefits. Yes, it benefits everybody, but I'll tell you something. It benefits more directly those business owners in that SSA than it benefits someone living out in Eagle Brook, Randall Square, or Sterling Manor. They get a direct benefit by seeing their sidewalk shovel, their plants down there, and they're paying $200 a year more for that type of a service. And I don't think that that's an unrealistic claim to make. You know, 0.25, if that's what it takes to start moving us on the right way, I would say if we knew that we would raise it next year to 0.003, fine, but I don't know we're going to get that kind of a commitment. We've got to fix this problem. People need to learn that the benefits and the services that they get from the city of Geneva have to be paid for somehow, some way, and it can't keep coming out of the general fund.
On the amendment offered by Hill and seconded by Pollack, anyone else? It's the 0025 mil. Alderman Flanagan.
Just another question. This does not include any suspending of any services. It just talks about just the tax levy, period.
That's correct.
Okay, just even though we continually talk about the services may being cut and not guaranteeing any, we can't guarantee a full service or a non-full service no matter what rate we levy them at.
That's true.
I just want to make sure that...
We've allowed a little bit of seepage here with respect to talking about specific budget
items.
We're really talking about levy. And that's, I think, last week's confusion mounted to such a degree that we all left with Excedrin headaches.
Right. And
not that I'm endorsing Excedrin.
John didn't like it.
I too was disappointed with the attendance by the business owner. So that's it.
On the amendment offered by Hill, seconded by Pollack. A simple majority carries the day. An affirmative vote means you support that motion to amend the rate currently at 0.00167 to 0.0025 mil. and I do have the privilege of voting for this amendment.
I have a dumb question. What happens to the other motions?
We still haven't voted on it.
We still go back and vote on them?
No. Right. If this one fails, yes.
If it passes,
if it passes, then
gone?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Questions or comments regarding what's on the table? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Nay.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph Dantino?
Nay.
Mayor Burns?
Nay. So the motion fails with one affirmative vote, nine negative votes. The amendment of 0.0030 mil is back on the table.
Call the question.
Second.
I just want to make one.
Questions were called. Could you repeat the amendment so we remember what it was?
I'm trying to remember who the hell I am. The amendment offered by Alderman Piper, according to my notes, was seconded by Alderman Maladra?
Correct.
I am so.
Singer. Excuse me, Alderman Singer?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the amended. Is to raise the rate in SSA number one from its current rate of 0.00167 to 0.0030 mil and to. Review the rate annually and those budget line items contained based on that rate annually and pledge to do all we can to prevent any elimination of services barring any budgetary catastrophe. That sounds, I know, kind of, you know, fluffy, but that was the language. So. Does that seem sufficient?
Yeah, that's the only point I wanted to make, is we can't talk in absolutes when it comes to
correct.
Anything budgetary, but I want to make sure that that is in there, that the council has made some sort of a public statement that we really, this is the last place we're going to show up to cut unless there's something catastrophic that happens.
Yeah, and the beauty of the budgetary process is, as we begin in January in earnest, and I guarantee you, the folks we have in this room tonight will be double the size of the folks we have in January and February. You know, we're talking $70 million a where we're going to disperse and invest these monies. Traditionally, we don't have a big crowd for that, but my hope is that on such heady issues as SSAs, we will, particularly because it involves the downtown. So. On the amendment, ladies and gentlemen, offered by Alderman Piper, seconded by Alderman Singer. Questions or comments on the amendment? Alderman Maladra?
I just want to reiterate a point that I made earlier. What I'm looking to do is to close the gap that I feel exists in our ability to cover the necessary services under the SSA as originally intended. That includes debt service, parking lot maintenance, reconstruction and rehabilitation, administrative services, and police services. Everybody here needs to realize that those things total out to, in historical terms, the Ghost of Christmas Past tells me that it's $203,000 historically. I doubt seriously that that's going to go down anytime soon. So forget all the talk about we're trying to add services, include services that aren't intended. There's a gap in covering those basic level of services. Covering these, and it gives us the flexibility then to use the general fund monies to provide further services. To me, it's...
Can you vote, sir?
Pardon?
Are we in the midst of discussing this issue?
Yes, we are. The chair recognized that there were others who wanted to speak to this issue, and therefore I declared your motion to call the question invalid. Alderman Flanagan, Alderman Dantino, Alderman Brown.
I want to make a statement that I think the Ghost of Christmas Future would be more who you would maybe want to look at.
She was talking about these are shades of things that happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are shades of things that can happen, and her finger is pointing at certain things that may not come to fruition if we don't vote to somehow close the gap, as you say. So after listening to all the deliberations, consideration and all the comments, I think everybody made very good arguments on both sides, but I think I'm going to vote for a .003 because I think that makes the most sense at this point in time. And apparently the business owners have thought so too. Thank you.
Alderman Dantino?
I just want to clarify something Alderman Maladra said. You're saying that the essential services are 203, and we're going to collect 186, so we're probably at, I don't know what the math is on that, 85-90% is what you're saying is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alderman Brown?
I will pass until the main motion. Thank you.
On the amendment, ladies and gentlemen, 0.0030 mil. Any questions or comments? Simple majority rules the day. And then, as Alderman Brown alluded to, the main motion as amended will be discussed next. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Jody Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph Dantino?
Nay.
Mayor Burns?
Aye. Motion passes 7-3. The main motion as amended is on the floor. That main motion, of course, is to raise the rate on SSA number 1 to 0.0030 mil. We've been having so much fun on amendments, folks. We're actually back to ground zero.
We just voted.
I thought we voted just for
0.003.
Just to amend the main motion. Remember, the main motion was 0.0020.
You have to do it twice.
So despite the fact that we've had, oh, my God, so much fun. And just for the record, the clerk has actually ran out of ink, tape, and notebooks. That's why this Roberts Rules guy is such a character. So, on the main motion as amended, questions or comments? Alderman Brown.
I notice in the list of expense descriptions that says police services, 58% of CSOs expense to 50% of vehicle used for enforcement.
Let me just say, before
is that a suggestion from your committee?
The chair wishes to be recognized. Before you continue, this is not necessarily relevant to the discussion tonight because we're talking about the levy. However,
if you allow me one more,
I will certainly allow you to use
relevant.
Okay.
Because the discussion of this motion on the floor consisted mostly of discussion of items 1 to 7. I would like the staff and the council to realize that I don't believe the motion, as it stands, involves any vote up or down on the items suggested from 1 to 7, because I still believe that at some point this council should debate what services are appropriately addressed with SSA number 1 and which are not appropriately addressed. And I certainly don't remember those numbers, 58 and 50. They may have been an estimate for that year, but they certainly do not rate for the, do not relate to either the history of the SSA nor the current ordinance. So I believe all these numbers were just suggestions from your administrative committee. Is that a correct way of interpreting them? Based on previous expenses, suggestions as to what might be included in an SSA expense in the future based on previous expenditures in the downtown area.
The short answer to the Alderman's question is no. Those are actual expenditures, but I'd like to ask the city administrator and perhaps Ms. DeVita to comment on that as well.
Just elaborate on what the mayor said. Those are actual dollars spent in the fiscal year 08-09. So we used that as a base.
But not in the SSA number 1 budget. Some of those dollars came out of the general fund.
That's correct. Those are total expenditures for services provided to the SSA 1.
You have included actual dollars spent, but there's a suggestion that they should be included in SSA number 1, and I'm going to make sure that by passing this motion tonight, we do not accept your, this motion is not equivalent to accepting your committee's recommendation that in the future all these expenses rightfully belong in SSA number 1, because I do not believe some of them do.
Well, that would be the budget process.
That would be the budget process.
Yeah,
these were just suggestions from the administrative committee.
Well, they're not suggestions. They're hard numbers, but there is not a codicil that these exact numbers that we see before us tonight will be the numbers that we're considering in the 2010 budget.
Numbers are exact. The suggestions as to what expenses belong in SSA number one. Remember, there's a whole column here that says SSA number one expense descriptions.
Right.
Some of those were not in SSA number one previously.
In the SSA budget.
Correct.
In the SSA budget.
They were not in the SSA budget.
No.
We're going to allow this conversation to continue to slide south, but Ellen, would you like to add anything? Because again, I know this is confusing, but we're talking strictly about the levy. We really should not be talking about specific budget items, but Alderman Brown wanted to clarify. Alderman Dantino will certainly be allowed to do so. Do you want to comment on what you think?
I have your numbers that the police department presented to the committee as we researched everything, and it's probably been a lot for folks at home to follow along with us.
We've never had lower ratings.
In the 2008-2009, actual expenditures in 2008-2009 for all services provided downtown totaled $321,000. That came from a variety of sources, about $200,000 coming from within the SSA budget itself, with the additional $121,000 coming from other general fund areas, mainly public works and police. But here's the police department's numbers, and Eric wrote, cost historically coded to SSA number one, so meaning coming from that actual budget, individual budget, just SSA one, included 29% of the total CSO wages. The rest of the CSO wages come from the general fund and the police department's operating budget. 25% of the total cost associated with the purchase of a new CSO vehicle. The other 75% were covered from the rest of, from the public, were covered from the police operations out of general fund. I said that right, Mary?
I recall, I believe some of the costs may have come out of commuter parking as well.
For that one, too. We might have split it three ways. 50% of clothing allowance for the CSO, 50% of all costs associated with the purchase of parking permits, hang tags, courtesy warning tickets, postage, and then 50% of mail call costs. The other 50% of all the parking tickets came from the commuter fund. So...
Mr. Mayor, do I still have the floor?
You do.
We have now been introduced a large number of new percentages, none of which appear in the original memo.
And this is why I was afraid to head down this path.
This, yes.
Let
me make my statement about I will vote against the motion on the floor. What's happened here is some council members have discovered that we're spending more money out of the general fund than they thought. And I'm shocked. They now want to raise the money not on their own backs in the general fund, but on the backs of the property owners in this specific little district. It doesn't include all the businesses in town. We've outlined a little district, and they're going to. I'm shocked. We're going to raise this extra money on the backs of these people with inadequate notice, inadequate attempt to spread this out over a few years to get back up to where we might be. If you argue convincingly to me that some of these expenses really do belong in SSA number one, I think it's just. I'm shocked. Let's put the expense onto somebody else quickly instead of us. We are the city. Most of these things benefit all of us. I have to vote against it. Thank you.
On the amendment on the floor, Alderman Dantino?
I will continue to vote against it as well. I think that when you talk about police expenses, I don't think we're going to take any of those away from the people of the city of Geneva. So if the spirit of the motion was to get us to think that 030 was the right amount, maybe it is the correct amount. We've had a lot of information that skewed us to believing that, and now you're telling us that that's not even valid. You know, well, it's valid information, but it shouldn't be part of the discussion. So,
well, and believe me, that's the most difficult part of being the chair. I would love to have free flowing discussion, etc., but I think we tend to cloud the issue. Last week, I failed this committee because I allowed the 1-7 budgetary items to be introduced into the levy discussion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And tonight I want to avoid that. Yet it's difficult to talk about the levy despite the course of Illinois law that we have to levy first and figure out how to invest it without deciphering, well, what are we going to invest it on? So let's discuss that. You know, I think Alderman Brown said cart before the horse. Absolutely. Guilty as charged. There's knuckleheads in Springfield. Absolutely. But we're faced with the laws that we have on the books. So, I mean, unless there's a motion to suspend the rules.
I can't do that.
Yeah, because then we'd all be shot when we're out of here. So
that's all I want to say. Just
yeah,
I will continue to vote against it, but it is skewed by that. And we do have some budget things that we're going to have to discuss in the future.
I mean, January and February, you know, the warmest place in the city of Geneva will be here at City Hall. So it's going to be a heated discussion.
We'll all be cuddled together.
We'll all be cuddled together. Please delete that from the tape. Alderman Flanagan, on the main motion as amended, Alderman Maladra.
I just wanted to comment because we were talking about the ghosts of Christmas past and future and stuff. But the ghost of Christmas past gives us those figures to work with and set the levy for this year. And I think that's what we kind of get when we're looking at budgetary items. That's the best way to approach it is we have to look at some figures, and those were the ones from the past.
Alderman Maladra.
Well, I'm trying to steer away from budgetary issues as well. It's somewhat disingenuous, however, to say that SSA number one is specifically targeted to parking without defining in some way, shape, or form all of the things that are associated with parking. It's not just fixing cracks in a parking lot. There's a number of things associated with it. The four that I read, defined in our packet last week, are expenditure categories. The dollar amounts and the specific things that go into them, if a uniform allowance goes into it or whatever, we can debate that ad infinitum, but to pretend in some way that it's just maintaining cracks is ridiculous. We all need to realize what it means to take on this responsibility of administering SSA number one. That responsibility comes with a cost. We need to get our arms around what that cost is. The numbers we've been provided is a way to help us do that. It's allowed us to see that things are a bit out of whack. If we stick with the levy that it's at right now, perhaps the SSA can pay for some postage stamps. But if we're going to really do what it is intended to do, we got to get some more money flowing into that thing. So my intent wasn't to focus on budget items. It was just to get it. Everybody needs to understand there's a lot involved with this.
From the dais, on the main motion as amended, Alderman Singer. Then, of course, I'll turn to the audience as well. So, Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sitting here listening to all this discussion, I wonder if we've forgotten that there has also been these recommendations by the staff, inasmuch as they feel that it would necessitate an increase in this levy for the 2011 to 2012 to a mill level of 0.0025. And then they also have recommended that we approve an additional increase in fiscal year 2012 to 2013 to the levy of 0.0030. So do you not think we probably would begin to move in that direction within that matter of a year or 2 years from this point in time? So I think what we're doing here is taking a bigger bite of the apple, which I tend to agree with. So I am going to vote favorably for this issue. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman. From the dais, anyone else wishing to speak to the main motion as amended? For a second time, without objection, Alderman Brown.
One last comment. Alderman Marks mentioned the levy rate, but I will mention also, if you look at the table, in the year 2000-2001, we raised $42,000, and next year we're planning on $104,000. That's a 150% increase. My taxes at home have certainly not gone up by that much, so we are certainly asking a lot more money. Forget the tax rate. The amount of money we're getting from downtown has consistently gone up every year by large amounts. So you've got to be a little careful talking about levy rates, because the EAVs downtown have shot up. And unfortunately, most of the people who own property downtown know that they're grossly out of whack at the moment. So we are asking the people downtown, the merchants downtown, the owners of the property, to donate more money, as usual, every year, even at the current tax rate.
before we double it, we are asking them for more money than we did last year. So I just think this is entirely the wrong year to be doing that. Go from 40,000 to 100,000 in 10 years and then double it to 200,000 and with very little public attempt, very little attempt for the public to have any input whatsoever. Makes no sense to me at all. Thank you.
From the dais on the main motion as amended, from the audience, Mr. Stanton, welcome.
I'd just like to clarify why I support it. I don't support spending the extra money. I support it because I'm really afraid of the services downtown being cut. I've been in Geneva 25, 30 years, and Chuck, I remember when we were shoveling the walks ourselves, Mike Apps, Mike Haas, and I went out there, and we'd shovel the whole block. And halfway through the winter, we'd get sick of it, and we'd just do paths, you know, between our lots. We'd get in trouble with the police department for putting the snow on the street. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. That is why I support, levy. I'm petrified that the services to the downtown will be gone. But if we're going to keep adding more things into the SSA, I think it needs to be funded a different way. You know, the figure that you gave, 75% of the people affected, will be under the average. If we ask nine people to give $2,750 and you ask, one person to give $725, $750, It's disingenuous to say we're averaging out $100 each. I think the burden of this SSA is on a minor population of the downtown. So I think either the SSA should go back and be limited on what its scope is, and we raise this money, in the general fund, or if it's going to go into the SSA, we need a fair way. And if it means dropping the SSA and do it some other way, I know this is the easiest way to collect. But I think if we look at the parcel numbers and look at the amount of money that we're spending, 25% of the people are paying for 75% of the services. So, yes, I'm all for this going through because with a, December 29th deadline, we have to go through because the downtown, it's really imperative that the downtown is taken care of for our shoppers. If we start not shoveling the snow, our sales tax are going to go down, we're going to have more vacancies. But I think this is a band-aid to the problem. I think the whole thing has to be looked at differently.
May I ask the speaker one question?
Sure. Mr. Stanton, do you wish to respond to any questions from the dais?
Would you agree with me that there's something amiss here when the EAV downtown has jumped from $20 million to $60 million in 9 years?
Absolutely.
And as I say, people have to look at the table to see how much more money we're raising each year from the folks downtown. So just the levy rate that counts here.
Look at the rules for the township. Chuck, you said that last week there was a, maybe I should be looking at to the tax assessor. I appeal my taxes every year as just, part of business, and I lose on the newer buildings every year. And their argument, which is hard for me to argue against, is, it's metal construction, it's brick construction, it's elevators, it's sprinkled, its value is more. And so if you look at Dotson Place, you look at my two buildings, the B&B building, somewhat if you look at the theater building because of the major renovations, we pay a lot more taxes per square foot. Plus using the value of the property to pay for the SSA, you take someone that has a large parking lot behind their spot, they're paying more into the parking fund even though they supply parking. So I think if we're going to add a lot of stuff to the SSA, we need to figure a different way to fund it, or we need to peel the SSA back to where it was, just to take care of additional parking for the for the downtown. But in the short run, I think we have to do it like I had told you before, because I am petrified if these services were to stop in downtown Geneva, how it would affect the businesses and the traffic in there. Sam actually came last year and shoveled snow in front of my one of my buildings because we were stopped from opening up a path, to let customers get in, because the snow is plowed onto the sidewalk, and we were stopped because we were pushing it into the street, and we didn't know what do you do? We can't wait a week until it gets picked up, and Sam came and actually shoveled it out so we wouldn't get in trouble. So we have enough problems with the existing rules without losing the what benefits we have to the downtown already.
It should be known that Sam also filed a workers' comp claim shortly after that, and that's part of this new recommendation.
Oh, my back hurts now, but I remember.
On the main motion as amended, anyone else from the audience? Anyone from the dais? We're all clear and comfortable with what the main motion as amended is. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Nay.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Nay.
Ralph Dantino.
Nay.
Mayor Burns.
Aye. The motion passes, according to my vote, 7-3. Let me compliment the council on a spirited and, I think, pretty doggone eloquent debate. So, well done. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we're actually at new business. We're going to jump to new business before we entertain a motion to go to closed session. Anyone from the audience with any new business tonight? From the dais? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session to discuss.
So moved.
Excuse me.
Second.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay, Alderman. All yours. Floor is yours.
Yeah. Speaking of beautification, I wanted to take a moment, if I can, just to thank some people. The pine boughs on 3rd and State and in front of the post office were donated by a citizen, Ed Butts, was taking down a 30-foot pine and asked me if I would like to have those branches, and I said yes, and so our beautification committee, Mary Kay Brown, Jim and Mary Gehring, and myself, and Ed, of course, we put those out there in time for the Christmas walk, and we hope that everybody enjoyed it. So I did want to give everybody a thank you who contributed to it, because it was free, except for our labor. Thank you.
Before I entertain a motion to close session, before I entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session, let me explain what the purpose of the closed session is. It is to consider probable litigation and pending litigation. Is there a motion to adjourn to closed session?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please indicate, because the roll call will be taken.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye. Ladies and gentlemen, and members of the press still with us, we will be taking action on one of these two items, and we hope to return shortly.
I got to get Peter to get my damn bookmarks back. Yeah. Oh, my. No.
This will be the last time
to tell you.
Thank you. Yeah. Bookmark.
Only because you wore a suit that went through.
It pays to be professional.
The microphones are back on, ladies and gentlemen. I will entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Singer. Roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aye, present, right?
Yeah, just aye.
Aye. Oh, okay, aye. Sorry.
Just, aye is sufficient to return to open session.
Oh, thank you, I'm sorry.
Sam Hill.
Aye. Here.
Craig Lauder.
Oh, sure.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
John Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dentino.
Aye.
Alderman Hill, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to make a motion to follow the recommendation of a third-party administrator. The city accept a settlement offer of $30,000 as full and final settlement of our lien.
Keith Koza, workers'
compensation. Thank you.
Motion by Hill is seconded by Alderman Dentino. Seconded by Alderman Brown.
Mayor Burns, I just want to say I will abstain, having not been on the council for most of that period of time.
Mayor Burns, I'd also like to state that I will be abstaining because I wasn't here for this whole case.
Questions or comments regarding the motion? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Lauder?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Abstain.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dentino?
Abstain.
Motion passes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. There being no additional business, unless anyone has any new business. Mr. Gibbons, do you have any new business?
Just tell White.
The sardonic laughter, I take that as a no. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Singer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.
Bye-bye.